Randy, R-A-N-D-I, Holyfield, H-O-L-L-I-F-I-E-L-D. Two complaints. My shoulder killing me for 3 days, number one. Number two, and I started a terrible rash over my scapula on the left side. Next number, now it's going up my neck. Next number, the funny thing is it doesn't go on the right side. It's all on the left side. Next number, increased weight. Next number, under a lot of stress because of job issues and husband losing her job. Next number, I feel like I have swelling in my neck. Next number, also I suffer from too many periods a month, and I'm concerned about possibility of a fibroid tumor. Next number, weight gain. Our patient is a 37-year-old woman who does smoke 5 cigarettes a day. She's married. She's been pregnant 4 times. Comes in today with a rash over her scapula on the left side, left ear pain, left throat pain, left shoulder pain. Everything on the left side has been hurting. Her blood pressure is stable. Patient also has had history of chickenpox in the past. Shingle vaccination, none. COVID immunization, none. Family history, father died of accidental overdose on OxyContin, mom has thyroid issues, no breast cancer reported, surgery, C-section, cholecystectomy, social smokes, doesn't drink, going through a lot of difficult times in her life, allergy, none, medications, none, medical problems, asthma, review system as above, 220 pounds, slightly elevated, 98.1, 1671, 114/78. Heart positive, buzzer, still lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft skin, shows evidence of herpes zoster over the left scapula, does not cross the midline. None of the lesions are infected, neurological non-focal, skin shows rash, lower extremity shows a trace edema. Assessment number one, shingles. Number two, Neurontin 300 at nighttime. Number three, Acyclovir 800 milligrams, one tablet, 5 times a day for 10 days. Number four, come back in 7 days. Number five, check blood work, including hemoglobin A1C, CBC, TSH, CMP, lipids, B12, and vitamin D. Number five, dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Ultrasound shows no evidence of tumor and or fibroids, enlarged uterus noted. Next number, leg swelling and arm pain related to shingles. As far as the arm pain is concerned, the leg swelling, no DVT or PVD noted. Next number is abdominal discomfort, history of fatty liver. This is ultrasound shows evidence of fatty liver minimal with absent gallbladder. Next number is vertigo, also left side of neck pain. We looked at her neck. She does have lymphadenopathy. The lesions are on the scapula, but the pain appears to be going up the neck. And there's no evidence of carotid stenosis. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy noted related to shingles. Next number. Come back in a week. Next number, blood work obtained. Next number is ultrasound discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.